to today's Twitter Masterclass, and I'm here today with Sarah Turner, copywriter and Twitter guru. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
We're doing great today. And listen, everyone's using Twitter. Everyone's talking about it. It's the latest hot thing. Is this for a reason?
I think so. I mean, I think it's just been phenomenal the last 6 months, really. And I think it's just kind of blown up because people are just realizing how useful it really, really is, that they're making great business connections. People are getting work out of it. They're building their brand. They're building their reputation. And it only takes 140 characters. And that's pretty cool.
That's amazing. What's your experience of Twitter?
Well, I've only been using Twitter for the last 3 months. And I have to be honest and say it's been fantastic. I've been asked to quote a couple of jobs. I won a nice piece of work, which starts next week. But it's also, there's loads of other things. It's not just about meeting potential clients. It's being known in your community. For me, that's, I guess, the copywriting community or SEO copywriter community. There's people now following me on Twitter that I would never had the opportunity to speak to before. Some kind of real big heavyweights, really. That you kind of live in the States and you kind of read about their blogs and that kind of thing. You might write them the odd comment, but I would never have kind of conversed with them or anything. And now follow me on Twitter. And that's great for me. It's fantastic. You kind of have little messages going backwards and forwards. And it's just a kind of about, I guess, about building your brand, really, and becoming, being known as an authority on your topic. And as I said, with Twitter, it's so easy to do because it's not massive long blog posts or articles or white papers. It's literally 140 characters and a link, you know, so it's easy to do.
Well, you say it's easy to do. There's a lot of people mystified by the whole Twitter thing. Why don't you explain it to us like we're 5-year-olds?
But basically, it's a micro-blogging site. So in the same way you might have a blog on your website, I don't know, like a WordPress blog, and you can write an article, I don't know, 400, 500, 600 words. Twitter is like a mini version of that. So instead of writing a 500-word blog post, you're writing a 140 character blog post, and that's literally all it is. Now, the great thing with Twitter, it's got loads of other things going for it, so you can include links. So you might write a little bit of a, you know, little introduction and put the link to your blog post in it, or you might link people to an article you found on the BBC, or you might link people to an article you found in some industry website. But it's a really quick and easy way to share information. And also, people share information with you. I mean, it's got to the point, I really rarely read my news readers now, and I rarely kind of look at my inbox, really, because I'm getting all the information I need via Twitter. 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm completely up to speed with whatever's going on. So, yeah, it's such a useful tool. It really is.
So what's your personal objective with Twitter?
I use it as a marketing tool. I mean, what's happened with me is that just all my blog posts that I write on my blog go out as tweets. So straight away, anyone that's following me gets a kind of an alert, if you like, really, that I've written a blog post and there's a little link in there, and straight away they click through on it. So organic search is the top driver of traffic to my website, but Twitter is second. That's phenomenal. And you just kind of think of the people that are kind of following me, and you think, wow, these are great. These, all these people are coming to my website. And that's really what I use it for. I use it to kind of drive traffic to my site, but I also use it to sort of share information with my peers and receive information as well. So it's got a lot of uses. It really has.
We've seen a lot of applications and tools have come up to make Twitter work much, much better. What tools are helping you make the most of Twitter at the moment?
Well, I absolutely love Tweet. I have to say, actually, the actual sort of Twitter interface, the actual Twitter homepage, and your own Twitter homepage is pretty basic, actually. And Twitter have kind of kept it like that. I mean, their business model is not brilliant at the moment. They're not making a huge amount of money, so they've kept everything very, very simple. And what's been great is that people have gone, oh yeah, this is quite cool. I'm going to invent something which will make it even better. And so you've got a whole bunch of apps have come out for Twitter. Now I use TweetDeck, which is literally like a kind of a deck, if you like. Sits on your screen. I sort of minimize it during the day, and it has the stream of tweets coming on the left hand side. It has all the people that are sending me messages in the middle. It has all my replies on there. I can search for other copywriters, or I can search for people that are talking about Bing, or I can search for people that are talking about MP's expenses, or whatever. And that's all available in one place. It's a great little resource. And I think with Twitter now as well, it's becoming this kind of really instant search. I mean, and people are kind of, they're not going to abandon Google, of course they're not, but for absolutely up to the minute, I want to know what's currently going on with, you just put it straight into Twitter and there you have it. There's photographs, there's links, there's people tweeting who are actually experiencing what's going on right then. Do you know what I mean? So it's becoming such an instant resource, really.
I had a lovely distinction from Robert Umpleby. We did an interview with him recently, and he said that Google is paid for history, whereas Twitter is the current free pulse.
Absolutely. 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 I mean, it's just phenomenal what's got. I mean, what's great is you kind of get people, I mean, with the new Apple iPhone, you know, update came out, and straight away there was 15 tweets and, oh, I discovered this with it, and if you do this, you can get that, and thinking, great, I don't even need to go to the app. Why don't, you know, all the information I need is there, people experiencing real stuff and sharing it. The great example, of course, is when the plane came down in the Hudson, and before any journalist knew what was going on, someone had tweeted, I've just seen a plane come down in the Hudson, on my way there now. And took a photograph and uploaded it on TwitPic, and people are like, oh my gosh, what's going on? So it's, you know, we're all journalists really these days. So no, it's great. It's a great resource.
How do you see TweetDeck helping busy people? Because it can really overload you, can't it?
Yeah, I mean, you have to be quite strict. Well, like in anything, you can. I mean, in the same way that you don't spend all your work looking at YouTube videos. Although, let's be honest, it's very easy to do. You have to be very strict. There's a thing on TweetDeck which alerts you to a new tweet arriving in your stream, and I just turned it off because it was really distracting. Little click every 5 seconds, and I really limit myself to sort of 3 times a day. I kind of jump on first thing in the morning, see what's going on, to catch up what's gone overnight, you know, stuff coming out of the US. I jump back on kind of lunchtime, which starts catching all the people who are coming on board on the east coast of the US. And again, at close of play, about 6 o'clock, I catch all the kind of West Coasters. And of course, I think first thing in the morning as well, I catch the sort of tail end of the Australian and Kiwi lot as well. So and then they sort of catch us up again in the morning, I think. So, I mean, it is a worldwide. I think Wired magazine, I think they're based in San Francisco, did an experiment to see how many time zones they could reach. And I think it was in like 13 minutes. And they were just saying, tweet us back if you're in this time zone. And of course, we're GMT, that was an easy one, you know. And they literally, I think they had kind of a couple of, I don't know, an island in the Indian Ocean that hadn't quite reached, and, you know, Guam or something, you know. And that was about it. Within 13 or 14 minutes, that bang, you know, people all around the world just tweeted them back straight away, you know, so replied. So, yeah, it is. You do have to control it, because it's very easy to spend the entire day on there, like, talking to people and checking the links they've sent you and reading information. But I think if you're kind of strict with yourself, you can manage it pretty well.
Now, we see a lot of celebrities on there. Who do you see making Twitter really work?
Well, not the celebrities. I mean, I don't care what Ashton Kutcher's doing. I really don't. Or Demi Moore.
But so many people do, though, don't they?
Yeah, and they can follow Oprah if they want, and that's fine. I mean, it's, you know, I what I don't want to see really is it's businesses kind of take over. And I think they did it a little bit on Facebook. Facebook was very kind of student-y originally, and then it was open to everybody, and that was great. And then kind of businesses kind of took it over a bit. I think there's room for everybody. I think there's, you know, there's room for kids just to say, hey, I'm in the pub, you know, on Twitter. And there's room for businesses to talk to their clients and consumers and other businesses and get work. I think that there's space for everybody there. But who's making success? Twitter? I think Dell have done fantastically well. They've had a just brilliant success on Twitter. Anyone that's kind of very honest, Rob, I think. Anyone that's kind of willing to talk to their customers, that are monitoring Twitter, seeing what people are saying, are not scared of it, are happy to kind of get involved, get things sorted out. There's a problem, someone's complaining. Okay, let's just deal with it. And I think they're going to be the real success stories. I think the companies that go, yeah, we need to be on Twitter, and then after a month kind of forget to tweet anything, it's actually quite brand damaging. And you know what? There's a lot of companies on Twitter that are like that. And you kind of go on, you think, they've not tweeted since February. Okay, that's interesting. I think that's actually more brand damaging than not being on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, if people love what you're saying and want to get to work with you a little bit more, We know that they can find you at Turner Inc. INK on Twitter. What kind of things could you do for them if they engaged you, Sarah?
What I just try and do is just try and keep people informed. I mean, if people follow me on Twitter, they're always going to get I try to entertain a little bit. You know, I think it's such an informal way of speaking to people, and which is great, I think. And I think you should be honest. I think you should try and be a bit funny or a bit witty, not take yourself too seriously, not take anything that's been said too seriously. And I certainly, you know, people follow me because they think they're going to be sort of vaguely entertained, you know, and a lot of what I tweet, it kind of gets retweeted. People do kind of pass it on, which is lovely. But I just try and be sort of vaguely entertaining if I can be, because, you know, let's be honest, it's quite tough out there right now. So we all need a bit of a laugh during the day, I think. So I try to sort of like just kind of share information. I do a little feature called A Cool Word of the Day, and I kind of pick a random word that no one has ever heard of, and I give a kind of amusing explanation of how you can use it, and that works quite well. I tend to do a quote of the day, I do a BuzzSpeak word of the day, because everyone in marketing always speaking, and they kind of speak their own language, so I kind of demystify that and take the mickey out of it a bit. So I think anyone that follow me on Twitter will just be hopefully a little bit entertained. That's my aim.
Well, that's been a Twitter Masterclass with Sarah Turner. Thank you, Sarah.
My pleasure.